among the trees that remain in our yard in Iowa City, now that Dutch elm disease has swept through it, is a mulberry. The self in the mulberry. I wanted to see the self, so I looked at the mulberry. It had no trouble accepting its limits, yet defining and redefining a small area so that any shape was possible, any movement. It stayed put, but was part of all the air. I wanted to learn to be there and not there, like the continually changing, slightly moving mulberry, wild cherry, and particularly the willow. Like the willow, I tried to weep without tears. Like the cherry tree, I tried to be sturdy and productive. Like the mulberry, I tried to keep moving. I couldn't cry right, couldn't stay or go. I kept losing parts of myself, like a soft maple. I fell ill like the elm. That was the end of looking in nature to find a natural self. Let nature think itself not manly enough. Let nature wonder at the mystery of laughter. Let nature hypothesize man's indifference to it. Let nature take a turn at saying what love is.